To go.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is day 15 of our Honka session, and it is April 13th, 2022. The time is 10:01 a.m. And Congressman Tillman, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. Humble, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the love, the kindness, and the ways, the vision that you give us and you provide for us, Father. We turn to you. We are faithful servants of you. And at the ultimate end of the day, you are the one we talk to in the evening times. And we give you and we pour out all of our wants and wishes for our families, wishes for others. And we pray to you, Father. Have that faith that our prayers will be heard and our prayers will be answered. And during this Easter season, Father, the risen Lord is the focus of the Christian faith. So we look to you, Father, at this time, and we give thanks, we give gratitude. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We ask you be with all of the citizens around the world who may be struggling this time with the wars in Ukraine and the awful things that are happening there. Help us, we pray for understanding and healing for those folks in those positions. Bless our Osage people wherever they may be, serving in the military, wherever they may be. Wrap your angel's wings around each and every one of us. We ask all of this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
All right, thank you. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. And I apologize for my virtual attendance today, as most of you know that I have 5 sons and 1 daughter, and my 1 daughter is graduating from high school this year, so she's got some senior biz that's really important. We've got to take care of.
Speaker. Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker, go ahead.
ONCA 2226 on page 4 still showing $6 million. I thought we had changed that yesterday or for yesterday. I know it should say 700.
Yeah, I know it was showing on the committee report.
I will make that change.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Big Horse, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. On ONCA 2231, at the bottom, it says Speaker Pratt advanced ONCA 2226 to third reading. I believe that should say 31 after engrossment.
Okay, did you get that, Clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Congressman.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal as amended. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning to consider ONCA 2077, an act to amend the criminal code at Title VI, Crimes Against Property, to add larceny and receiving stolen property exemption, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2231, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC 7-107 to require boards of the nation to allow access to meetings by electronic means to executive branch and legislative branch officials, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We met regarding bill ONCA 2235, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3 million to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt, co-sponsors Jody Rivard, Alice Goodfox, Pam Shaw, Paula Stabler, and Brandy Lemon. Final committee action due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Bickhorse. We met regarding bill number ONCA 2237, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act of 19 ONC 2-101 through 2-104, And to establish an alternate effective date, the sponsor is Congressman Potts. Final committee action, do you pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keen, and Big Horse? That's it.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Any reports of standing committees?
Speaker, I actually have a question for, could I entertain a recess?
Yes, without objection, we'll take a 10-minute recess.
Thank you.
We're recessed.